There are two kinds of internet service providers. There are ISPs that charge you for accessing the web, and there are ISPs that offer their services for free. Free if you think your privacy isn't worth anything.
There is sort of an explicit trade-off of the consumer's privacy for advertising in order to charge higher ad rates that come closer to covering their cost of service.
That's Joe Laszlo of Jupiter Communications. ISPs keep a list of where you go on the net, of every click you make. Bill Keenan, director of the new free access service at Alta Vista, says they need to do that to keep it free.
We're not going to tell the advertisers the identity of an individual. That will always be masked from them. But we do compile that so we can say we have X number of people who are interested in these type of things, and so therefore come and advertise with us.
It's just like TV's Nielsen and radio's Arbitron ratings, except that they know exactly who you are. ISPs and their advertisers also use the information they gather to tailor-make the ads you see and the sites they recommend.
In essence, we are very committed to preserving people's privacy and making sure that individual identities are not given out unless users are comfortable with that.
Keenan says you have to check a box saying you want to have your name given out in keeping with Alta Vista's privacy policy.
I can pull it up right now.
Tara LeMay, president of the Watchdog Electronic Frontier Foundation, is clicking on AltaVista.com.
The first thing, before I've even read their privacy policy, is that they use third-party cookies on their site, which means there's at least one other company who's observing your movement.
Cookies are basically little devices that tell websites who you are and where you've been, like the breadcrumbs Hansel and Gretel left in the forest. LeMay says in the world of old-fashioned commerce, there are certain rules of conduct all of us know and understand. For instance, it would be unthinkable for a store to send someone out to spy on you, and you're allowed to browse without filling out a personality profile. But that doesn't hold in cyberspace, mostly because the public doesn't understand what's happening with their information. LeMay's been in touch with a couple companies working on a service she finds troubling, sites that charge for privacy, and who will use it as a marketing tool.
It's hard to say to a consumer who may not be able to afford to pay for the really expensive connectivity that buys them the privacy. The only way you can get privacy is if you have more money. Is that really an appropriate way to go about it?
The good news, LeMay says, is that she expects the government, which had been giving internet companies room to grow, to soon start developing substantial privacy policies. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.